This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode, I'll be talking about, well, the new Prime Wars trilogy episodes, as they've debuted so far, and various Transformers news. So if you're not already a fan of Transformers Hasbro-type news areas, Hasbro Pulse on Instagram, which I'm not very acquainted with Instagram, being that I just signed up Geekcast Radio for it. It shows off some interesting things of some new toys going for a variety of franchises, whether it's Transformers, Star Wars, Marvel, G.I. Joe, just things of that nature. So anyways, they had this really cool wireframing of Megatron pre-tengineering. Pre-tengineering is pretend engineering created to explain the dynamic functionality of each Transformers robot. So basically, they draw up a schematic of how the Transformer works, how the various cranks and ball joints and things that move, and how it will function as it transforms. So anyways, they showed this really cool Megatron, basically fully detailed, very much like the Prime Wars trilogy Megatron that turns into the tank. Looks very similar to that. Actually looks really, really interesting. But I love the way that it breaks it down into different pieces, and it's kind of how they pretend engineer it or reverse engineer it as they're going into building the figure itself. And I think that it's kind of just enlightening to see, despite the fact that you know some of how it's produced. It's just kind of cool to see the wireframing and how they break it down. So I thought that was kind of neat, how they're doing like this starting point for new Transformers and kind of prototyping the movable parts and gimmicks and everything else. But it's definitely an early iteration of Cyberverse lines Megatron. But look, like I said, it looks just like the Combiner Wars type of aesthetic. Another thing is Masterpiece 41 Beast Wars Masterpiece Dinobot release date has been changed, in Japan anyway. Amazon has received notifications that there'll be a delay in arrival from the originally planned release at the end of July. Not really surprising. But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how this figure looks after people get it in their hands and get to review it. But they're saying that it's going to be coming August 3rd or like July 27th. So, like I said, it's going to be kind of cool to see how that turns out. I'm loving all the Beast Wars Masterpiece figures, among them being how a while back we touched on that Masterpiece was working on a Beast Wars Megatron. Well, a great prototype has been revealed for Masterpiece 43 is Beast Wars Megatron. I am stoked for this. Don't have any money to buy it, but I'm really, really looking forward to this because it would be a great piece to go with my Beast Wars Masterpiece Optimus Primal. And it's show accurate. And man, it looks gorgeous for a toy. It doesn't have that stupid grin that every like 90s Beast Wars figure had. It actually has his face with the kind of upside down smile. I'm assuming they'll have the gimmick of the his grimace that he gets from time to time. They've got the little hip cannons that are a part of the legs of the beast form. It's got the removable arm piece, and then the head for the dinosaur looks slick. It's so cool to look at. Even though it's a prototype, I feel like I already know this figure. I'm really looking forward to this like crazy, but I have a feeling that this thing is going to be a run for the money as far as I have a feeling it's going to be $250 to $300 just American dollars for this thing, and it makes me sad because I more than likely won't be able to get it or afford it if that's the case. I've been kind of run out on various other masterpieces when it's concerned certain figures that I would have wanted. Like, I don't even have my masterpiece MP01 Optimus Prime anymore. I sold that a while back. But the only masterpiece I still have is Optimus Primal. And even if I couldn't get to the Transmetals, which I'm not a huge fan of all of the Transmetals, but if I were to get a Transmetal, it would definitely be... I would definitely want Beast Wars Transmetal Megatron and the Dragon Megatron if I were to get any of them done and purchased. It would be the Beast Wars Megatron line, and that's about it. Like, I really love all of the Beast Wars figures, but if I were to choose, and I had to choose some of them, the only ones I would put emphasis on are Megatron. And that's because, oh yes, I can do Megatron. I can do justice to him as well. Fashion a blade, sharp, with a point, made entirely of pure energon. So, I miss that voice. I need to get back in practice of it, especially if Dark Glass may continue. I haven't heard anything on that in a while, but regardless, I'm really looking forward to this figure. Something terrible. I need it. What in tarnation? Yeah, so anyways, Quick Strike. Bad pun. So, moving on. Hasbro is essentially taking it upon themselves, because we haven't had an episode of this in 2 months. I think some of these things are still warranted and some of them are not. So Hasbro wants to help recycle broken or unwanted toys to help the environment, primarily their own content. My guess is that one, if it's a Hasbro toy, they can repurpose it, repair it, and resell it. If not, then they can kind of boil it down to more parts. And can you imagine, though, if you had these toys that you just no longer wanted, they were broken or something was wrong with them, and you could turn them in, and then it could thus result in maybe a discount voucher on new toys or on getting a lower pricing on toys in the future, just because you would be helping the company essentially by giving back some of these things. And I see it kind of as a terrible idea in the sense that you're giving them something for nothing, but at the same time, like, if they're just going to go into landfill, like, why not just turn it into them? So I get it on both fronts, but yeah, that's a pretty hefty new endeavor. So since we're talking about Beast Wars, Transformers Forge to Fight, the fighting game in for mobile devices, they've added another character yet again. You can add Beast Wars Transmetal Cheetor to the ranks. And although I don't play this game, I think it's kind of cool that they've added him in there. There's a variety. Like, there's an Optimus Prime in the game. There's Rhinox. There's a couple other characters. I want to say regular Cheetors in there, but I'm in favor for any time Beast Wars makes a return. Honestly, I think that it's quite honestly something that draws me back to Transformers. Speaking of drawing back, the whole thing with Prime Wars, I love the animation. I think it's a little clunky on some of its trying to go through the series. Some of the storylines are a bit different. Although I get kind of almost this G.I. Joe Resolute vibe from the series, which I think is really cool because you actually have stakes. You actually have characters that die. You actually have... for crying out loud, the Fallen, Mark Hamill, the Fallen, took out Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime, like, blew him away in the last episode of Season 2, and if you haven't seen that, I'm sorry, but that's what happens. This season, you get to see Predaking, you get to see the Dinobots, you get to see a variety of the Combiners blown away, you get to see... Rodacron or Rodimus Kron, which is kind of stupid sounding, but it's Rodimus with the Decepticon Matrix. You have Overlord helping him and helping the Fallen, and they're looking for the Requiem Blaster, which doesn't tell you what it is, but the Matrix and the combiner heart thing is under Unicron, the Fallen's Megatronus. I call him the Fallen. He just reminds me of that. But Megatronus's control, and everybody's looking to Generation 1 Megatron to kind of lead, because he's like the legend at this point, with Prime gone. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what they do with him. I know he's going to play an integral role, and I know at some point they're going to bring up Optimus Primal, who's going to be voiced by Ron Perlman. I wish that they'd gotten Gary Chalk to reprise, but again, I can kind of see why they went a totally different direction. They did get Grimlock back, which was cool. But yeah, it's an interesting series. I'm looking forward to seeing how this whole thing plays out, because it's not like super high on my priority list, but at the moment it's the only Transformers we have, and it's made for us, the fans, for the most part. Unlike, you know, Cyberverse, which is coming, which is going to be kind of a cross between Prime and Robots in Disguise again, but it's going to be animated, and so almost Transformers animated mixed with Robots in Disguise. It's something I'll probably tune into, but I'm not entirely sure at the moment. It just depends on the storyline. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of go blitzing through some of the episodes as it goes for Combiner Wars Trilogy and keeping up to date with it, but I'm not going to go too in-depth on the episodes. I'll just say go to go90.com and watch it yourself if you want to see it. Transformers Cyberverse figures are starting to pop up, and that's aside from the fact that the Toys R Us stores are going away. My local one is 30 to 50% off. I think most of them are at that point now. They're definitely wanting to sell out. And I think they're about gauging to bump up the liquidation percentage off at some point. I bought a board game when we went in. I didn't really focus on toys or Transformers, because I have a feeling that even if I was to do that and try and sell some on eBay or something, I think that everybody's going to be doing the same idea, or at least purchasing what they want of it all. I have no intention of going in and buying anything. Now, if they had like a Masterpiece Cheetor or Dinobot or something, I would have done that, but I really don't see that happening. So anyways, there are liquidation sales going on between Toys R Us and Babies R Us, and a lot of these, you know, things are just starting to get picked over. A lot of the just kind of crap stuff is there left at this point. Legos are 20% off, which are still overpriced at Toys R Us, so I mean, when it hits 50% off, all the good stuff will be gone anyway. But I am looking forward to the fact that KB Toys had discussed that bringing back their name and have like a competitive, sustainable business model, like we mentioned in a previous episode, and that they're going to be resistant to financial errors made in the past and Toys R Us. So the KB CEO, Ilya Kassov, elaborated that his plans during his open forum remarks that the Toys Association's PlayCon, among the highlights, 300 to 400 KB Toys pop-up stores will open during the 2018-2019 holiday season as a quick way to test each market. While the best performing of those pop-ups will be reviewed in early 2019 for potential expansion to one of the larger permanent 600 to 800 stores, which I think that's really smart, is testing the market to see whether they should actually open up a permanent fixture. And honestly, even if they just open them up for Christmas time, that would even be something smart on their behalf as well, if the demand wasn't there. But I guess that Simon is among the many mall organizations that replied with interest to Kassov's LinkedIn post and are now aboard as investors. Banks, outside investors, and private equity are not involved in this version of KB Toys, which is kind of good, because I think that that's what created the downfall in the first place, is that it wasn't primarily owned by KB, and they kind of had to do what they were told. But the special interest to collector communities, a dedicated toy nerd in each store, Which, so basically, it's like a geek squad, which is really awesome. I would love to do that role. And each store will help buyers with in-store hot off-the-delivery truck purchases, along with events like meet-and-greet autograph sessions with toy designers. See, those are ingenious ideas. So it's like a portable toy convention in every toy store, which I think is kind of ingenious amongst itself, like just in that medium. I think that's a great draw to bring people in. But I'll definitely be looking to see what their pricing is like when they come back, because I remember their pricing was kind of on par with Toys R Us, in that they were kind of overpriced in some things, specifically action figures, whereas you could go to like Walmart or Target and get things much cheaper. I hope their website doesn't suck like Toys R Us or like Meijer or some of the other places. Like Walmart is kind of iffy, like their website sucks. In that they show things that they carry, and then they show things that they don't carry, and things that other, almost like Amazon, other distributors carry that aren't necessarily backed by Walmart. So that means that you have to take care of the shipping yourself if it's something that they don't carry in the store. So I think it's kind of a mess. So I'm hoping it's all inside, or they run it that way, or they use like a proxy like Amazon to kind of run through. But I'm looking forward to seeing what KB does in their mission this year. I'm really looking forward to stepping into the stores and seeing the new thing there. And I might even do something where I kind of go into one and I kind of do like a behind the scenes or something, and then I kind of capture it and bring it into the podcast. So it's kind of an idea, but I do love the fact that they're going to have a dedicated toy nerd in each store and a autograph session with toy designers. Those are the two key elements that I see that will help bring people back into the stores. And then, of course, Hasbro writes a new chapter for Transformers. So they decided on Bumblebee for the future of their Transformers franchise, because they wanted to go in a bit of a different direction. They wanted a character-focused film versus an ensemble. He is loved by kids, multiple generations, girls and women. Everyone loves Bumblebee, which was their excuse for making him a film all on his own. It says, and then Hasbro is off to a running start with two new television programs, Cyberverse Chapter 1 and Prime Wars Trilogy. The first is an animated series with Hasbro Studios and Boulder Media that follows Bumblebee as he attempts to recover his memories on Earth. Prime Wars Trilogy picks up on the Transformers Combiner Wars storyline with a more detailed look on the franchise's characters and history. Though the shows are not set in the 1980s, Cyberverse emphasizes the idea of keeping memories alive, while Prime Wars, which debuted on Verizon streaming service Verizon Go 90, was conceived as a way to reach older devoted fans who have grown up with the franchise. Which, I love both concepts. So, Hasbro seems to have this knack for recapturing people, even if they've tweaked the aesthetic just slightly. It's not too jarring. Unlike something like Thundercats, where it seems like everybody is up in arms about it. Even Ninja Turtles doesn't go as polar different as what they've done with Thundercats. They tweak it slightly or do specific aesthetics that stick through the series, but it's not as polarizingly different. And I think that's where the fandom's a little bit hardcore into attacking. And that's any fandom. Like, any fandom's that way. But again, I think that there's going to be some exciting things in the Transformers world in the next year, between toy store things and between... I mean, could you imagine meeting somebody that had in a KB toy that has something to do with the designs of Transformers toys? That would be pretty slick. Or some other things like that. So anyways, let me know what you guys think, what you want to hear in the next episode. Your questions, comments, suggestions, you can hit us up at allthingstfv3 on Twitter, or myself at scp21. You can also find us on Facebook at allthingstransformers, V3, I believe, and allthingstransformers.com, geekcastradio.com, alteredgeek.com. You can find it pretty much anywhere. We're also now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker. You can get us on like your Amazon Echo. I can't say the name of the AI, otherwise it may trigger it if you have one. But you can listen to the show on there now. You can, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn. We're pretty much all over the place. So until next time, transform and roll out.
Yeah.